The end of the year is around the corner, which means we're going to take a look back now at some of the top issues impacting federal government in 2011, from general telework policy to emergency teleworking guidelines to the use of mobile devices versus telework centers. It's been plenty of change this year for federal employees looking to work outside the office. Cindy Auten is the general manager at the Telework Exchange, and she joins us now live with a year in review look at telework. Ms. Auten, thanks for joining us this morning.
Thanks so much, Tom and Amy. Great to be on the show.
What are two of the most significant happenings in the world of telework during this past year?
Sure. Well, last year we had the Telework Enhancement Act was signed into law. So really this year was about making it a reality. Agencies had about 180 days to actually get their policies and framework up to start. So this year was a lot of movement to get those programs up and running. It takes a long time. They're still not there, and it's not something that you can just flip a switch and have it happen overnight. But that was a really significant thing that's happened this year. And the other thing I think that was a really big year for was the whole notion of the unscheduled leave, unscheduled telework. Last year, OPM had enacted this new policy on unscheduled telework. This year was the first time we actually were able to use it, and it really showed the significance of making telework and business continuity really two sides of the same coin.
So it could be that those really bad couple of years of winter weather helped the cause?
It did. It did. I mean, and I think that, you know, Snowmageddon was really a tipping point back in 2010 where, you know, the president clearly said, we're not going to shut down for 5 days again. And so it really, I think, was a call for agencies to say, okay, we need to figure out how we're operational, and telework is a logical solution. So this year, or in 2011, we didn't have the Snowmageddon per se, but we did have some weather emergencies, things that we didn't even think about, like the earthquake that had happened, the hurricane preparedness that we had during the summer, that really helped us think about the fact that we do need to be resilient and be operational during these times.
And last week I sampled the Beltway at rush hour on a couple of different days, because usually for us it's 3 a.m. and noon, so everything's fine. And really, the Beltway is a form of mass insanity. I mean, that can only be described that way. Do you think that the worsening traffic actually is a factor, or do people just talk about it?
It is. And, I mean, I think it goes beyond road rage these days. I mean, you see a lot of construction, and the Beltway is a great example, Tom. I mean, there's serious construction issues, and people are sitting hours. And we talked about the snowstorm earlier this year where people sat up to 12 hours in their car. There's a serious issue here in our traffic conditions, and there's certainly, you know, telework has real play in there. One of the, I think, the honorable mentions I need to mention that just happened is really the look at the MARC Center and what the Department of Defense is going through with the base realignment and closure, limiting the spaces to 2,000. And if you pass by 395 and are familiar with that area, you kind of shake your head, not sure how all of those cars even will actually get along Seminary Road. And that's where I think next year we'll see a lot of telework movement in the DOD, because there's going to have to be something that they do for that area, and traffic is just going to get worse.
We're talking with Cindy Auten, the general manager of the Telework Exchange. We're learning more about some of the top issues telework faced and achieved during 2011. Are there any challenges now, though, that remain unmet when it comes to telework?
Sure. I mean, agencies are going to continue to face challenges when they implement the program. It's a cultural change. It's changing the way where you work, and it's changing how managers manage. Often we've heard where managers will sometimes use time and attendance as a quality of work. Really, they're there, they must be working. So it really has to change the mindset of managers. And that's something that happens over time. Like I said, it's not a flip of the switch. What also agencies are looking at from the Telework Enhancement Act is they're really going to have to look at how they're collecting and analyzing their telework program and their data, and really help measuring that ROI. In the past, before the bill became a law, they could count how many people were teleworking. That was about it. There wasn't really a whole lot of requirements. Now they're really having to look at how is telework impacting their agency mission, reducing real estate, recruitment and retention efforts, business continuity, and really being able to measure that. And that's something agencies are really going to have to look at for next year, is being able to have that measurement tool in place, because OPM come June timeframe will be reporting all of this to Congress.
And do you think that some of the technology advancements are going to help telework? I'm thinking of desktop virtualization, where you don't have to carry around the computer with you everywhere, and also the availability of much skinnier and lighter devices to be able to work on.
Absolutely. I mean, the push to more mobility and cloud computing and all of this technology has really emerged has certainly helped telework, where agencies can say, instead of having two computers, you're going to have a one desktop model where we're going to provide a laptop that you can go back and forth. And most of the time, you know, teleworkers are the part-time. They're back and forth in the office. 2 to 3 days a week is actually a really good happy medium where they do have that office time, but then they're also getting off the roadways. Technology is what we say is really blazing the trail for telework adoption. It's allowing people to be mobile and productive. But then also you have to take into consideration that you have to be secure, and that's something that's very important. The agencies are making sure is that their process, the technology is secure, but then the people understand how they have to handle the data. And this goes beyond telework. This is a whole discussion about how employees are more mobile than they have been in the past years.
That's one of the things I wanted to ask about how hackers are becoming more sophisticated, too, and that cybersecurity threat does influence telework and its implementation. But you mentioned that cybersecurity is an issue across the board for the federal government. So is there a dovetailing there where everybody works together to ensure that cybersecurity assurance?
Yes, absolutely. And I think this is one of the things we've addressed over the years is, you know, this is an issue beyond telework. All employees really need to be able to understand how do they handle that data, what type of devices that they use, and is the technology secure, and then are the people making the right decisions? So there's a training level that should take place, whether you're a teleworker or not, on how do you use those mobile devices, how do you carry that data. I've seen a lot of recent reports where they're talking about hackers using, you know, apps, and they're really being creative and getting into people's information in a unique way that we haven't seen, you know, in the last 5 years when we first started the programs here. So security has to be top of mind, and being able to, you know, still have that balance of productivity, but ensuring that people are secure. You have to have those provisions in place. You have to have that technology squared away. So in case somebody does make a human error, which it happens, that you have that technology is really as a wall to protect.
And whatever happened to telework centers? I think there were about 12 of them or so around D.C. and maybe some other cities. They seem to have dried up. Whatever happened to that concept?
Sure. I think that some of them in the D.C. area are still around. They're not funded by GSA, and I believe that's something that did come about earlier this year where GSA released their funds on those telework centers. There's some in operation. And I think what GSA was thinking was that people with broadband access and being able to work in their home offices, it became, I think, less relevant for federal employees to be able to purchase that space when their home office was certainly a great option. Now, there's definite cases where telework centers, I think, are very useful. DISA has actually created a secure classified telework center because they've obviously relocated to Fort Meade, Maryland. But there's a group of people who can't work from home. They have to work on classified information. But they're far away from Fort Meade, Maryland. So they've actually set up a secure classified center down 95 where those employees can actually work, and it's working really well. And I think that's where those centers can really do some great things is if, you know, they can set up a classified center for those folks who weren't eligible before, and now they are actually eligible to telework.
So what happens in 2012? A couple of predictions for us?
Sure. I think that the big issue we're going to see is the concept of hoteling, how agencies are going to use telework as a real estate strategy. So the term hoteling is I give up my office space and I actually share my office with other folks. So it's the term of being able to reserve your office space like you would reserve a room in a hotel. One of the big ROI benefits that agencies are going to say is being able to reduce their real estate costs and being able to do that office share. So if you have more frequent teleworkers, say 2 to 3 days a week, you're able to really significantly reduce office space. The Patent and Trademark Office is a great example. They have saved more than $19 million by having this hoteling program. And a lot of agencies are looking at them and as well as some other agencies to be able to mirror their hoteling program, because that's really where they're going to see a lot of value. And it helps meet other requirements by the federal government and the president to reduce that unneeded real estate.
Cindy Auten is the general manager at the Telework Exchange. Thank you very much for that update and prediction.
Thank you so much.
And you can find more year-end stories and hear this interview again at federalnewsradio.com/Federal Drive.
818 still to come on Federal News Radio, bringing consistency to how your agency manages and measures performance. And then how spending more time with your colleagues at other agencies can actually help you be a better budget manager. But first, House Republicans say they plan to reject a stopgap payroll tax cut. Here we go. So Federal Drive with Tom Timmon and Amy Morris, Federal News Radio 1500 AM.